The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
The cultivation of an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. Allah is very generic and very broad. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You are nothing. The insan is nothing but what it strives for. Meaning you are defined by your struggle. You struggle for shaitan, you become satanic. You struggle for divinity, you become divine. Meaning close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You struggle for this dunya, you become the ahle dunya. You struggle for the akhir, you become ukhravi in nature. And so on and so forth. You are defined in this world by your struggle and your striving. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ma'idah goes one filter in, one level more, a little bit now closer. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah, wabtughal ilahi wasila, wajahidu fi sabilihi, la'allakum tuflihun. You want to be successful. Three of them in Surah Ma'idah, verse number 35, I believe. God-centric. Find a path of nearness to God. And then struggle. وَجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. That was an common struggle. Whatever you struggle for, you become that. God says, no, now جَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Now struggle, but struggle in my path. If you want to be successful. Then he goes one step further, which is the verse I read for you every single night in the khutbah of Surah Al-Ankabut, where Allah says, now. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. You want to struggle? Struggle in our way. Work hard, push hard, try to make your worship perfect, try to learn your deen. We'll talk about that today. All of that, you do that in this very world, Allah will open up doors for you. لِنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Paths, not one sabil, subul, many, many different paths will open up. And I'm sure, again, like I said, my elders, I would love it if one day you guys all wrote a book for me about your life. I'd read it. How you got here, I can't even move to Milton from Stouffville. You guys picked up your life and flew across the ocean. Incredible. And don't tell me that paths didn't open that you thought were closed. There must have been hundreds for you. But that was because this tawakkul and reliance, you left Dar, or you left, let's say, Bombay, or you left Karachi, or wherever you left, you must have this tawakkul of God. Dekho, hum log wahan ja rahe hain, let's see inshallah what happens, but tawakkul Allah. Now sometimes that tawakkul is a little bit misplaced. I remember going in a taxi, this taxi guy, I told him, look, I'm late for my class, please, let's try to get there. And this man, mashallah, was trying to get, and of course, he enters a one-way. One way meaning one way towards me. Against a one way. I go, Allah, this is khalaf, you can't do this. This is against the law. He goes, Allah, tawakkul Allah. I go, look, not everything has tawakkul of God. You can't break a law and say tawakkul. That tawakkul is not what I'm talking about. So God now talks about the idea that, look, everything you are and your identity is what you strive for. You are known for what you struggle for. So I'm not up here for 10 nights saying, oh, it's easy, you know, he makes it sound so difficult, so easy. No, I know, a lot of trauma, a lot of triggers, there's a lot of stuff inside of you have to sort through to get to where I want all of you and myself to be. A Muslim with pride, with a sense of pride nowadays, where you identify with a Muslim, being a Muslim. You correct somebody when they pronounce your name incorrectly. You have no problems wearing hijab, let's say, for example. It's okay if in your Zoom call, there's Ya Hussein banners in the back. You're not worried about your coworkers saying, what's that flag behind you? Part of that comes from, like I said, the idea of being distinct last night. Part of it comes from knowledge. We cannot identify with a path unless we know the path. And I challenge my young guys. The reason why I brought this idea of striving and struggling, because I see you in every other aspect of your life, you do not become complacent. If the undergrad that you have does not cut it, you'll go back to school 10 years later and get your master's. If you're at your workplace for many, many years and you're stuck, let's say, at one position, you won't. You'll go to your manager and say, look, either you give me that promotion to a different job, a better job, or I'm going to go shopping around for another job. I've been here for a decade now. I'm not moving up the ladder. If I'm going to the gym right now and I'm heavy lifting weights, let's say, for example, after a while, the weight becomes very light. You add on a couple of more, a 10-pound plate, for example. But the deen, for example, unfortunately, is such that, the last time I talked about God, Asad Bhai, was my grade 9 madrasa class. The last time I opened a book about Islam. Yeah, I sit there in majlises, I come in Muharram, month of Ramadan, that's fine. That's okay, but I tell you, the least effective way of learning sometimes is this pulpit. I'll be very frank with you. It's a monologue, it's 45 minutes, right? And every 15 minutes, your mind goes. I know that as a speaker. But for you to consciously now invest in your mind now and build on what you already know is what the deen requires. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is power. And a lot of what we doubt today can be answered through knowledge. Now, ilm is a whole discussion altogether. It's a massive discussion. But I do want to look at it through a different dimension tonight, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, when I say knowledge, I don't mean secular knowledge. Let's be very, very clear. I mean understanding Tawheed. You bring home, let's say, an iPhone, for example, from the store. You turn it on, there's already a pre-installed software on that phone. Correct? The latest version of the iOS is on there already. You turn it on. If it's blank, if there's no software on it, you'll turn it back and you will return. Say, look, there's something wrong with my phone. So Apple gives you a phone that already has a pre-installed software in it, and it tells you from time to time to do what? Update it. Forces it on you. If you don't update it, the apps won't work, because then your apps have to update. So it says, fine, you have this pre-installed software, but I need you to constantly kind of keep on top of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created us with pre-installed software. Something called the fitrah inside of us. This innate nature, this innate disposition. What we call as the God gene in theology. If it's one thing that was always there from time, it's worship. Worship was always there. Right, wrong, that's not my discussion. But man was always searching for what to worship, a higher power. The sun, the moon, for example, the idols, for example, themselves like Fir'aun, what have you, all these things were there. There's never a moment where a civilization was not searching for something to worship, which means the God gene is very innate inside of us. Doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or non-Muslim, male or female. If you are a creation of God, you have this inside of you. It's pre-installed already. I asked myself, when's the last time I updated that software? When's the last time I updated my Tawheed software? When's the last time I opened the Tawzil Masala of my Marja? When's the last time I read about, for example, the Akhlaq of this or the history of this? When's the last time I went through one tafsir verse of the Quran? Now, many of my elders, mashallah, you know that the Quran now is a part of your life, and alhamdulillah, you spend several hours a week doing it. And I get it right now. A lot of my young guys, 20s, 30s, you're trying to establish your career. I get it. Just got married now, trying to figure out a home in this market. I get it. I'm not asking you to sit there for hours and hours. But I am saying that knowledge is key. I don't think anybody in this room or anybody listening to me online has this enmity towards God. I like to think that's not going to happen. But you know what? I want to live my life, Asad Bhai, to anger Allah. I don't know if anyone's like that right now. I don't think all of us, leave our house every day saying, I'm going to break every single one of Allah's commands, and you watch how I anger Him. I think all of us have this desire to get closer to God. I think sometimes we think it's a massive mountain, but I do know that there is this need, all of us, myself included, to always be a little bit closer to God. If that's the case, it's not going to happen like that. If the company that you want to apply to is flat out saying, look, we need more than undergrad, you'll invest 2 years, get to graduate school, get your master's, and apply to the school. Apply to the job. There is a desperate need today for us to constantly secure and strengthen our sense of Tawheed, our sense of Deen. We have to begin to tread the path of knowledge.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.